the third place game at 5 o'clock. In the girls' B division, it was EMF defeating Sterling 40-17 and Bonnie City. They scraped out a close one over Dillard-Odell 27-25, a game you heard right here on KTNC. That means that Bonnie City will face Exeter Milligan Friend in the B division championship tomorrow night at 6:30, a game you'll hear here on KTNC. The third place consolation game in B division will be Sterling and Dillard-Odell at 3:30. In the boys division, games completed here just a few moments ago in the A division. It was Tri-County defeating Freeman 50-41. That puts Tri-County into the championship against either EMF or Johnson Brock. And it was Lewiston defeating Parkview Christian just a few moments ago here at the Beatrice Middle School, 51-238. And that means the winner of our upcoming game between Southern and HTRS will be facing Lewiston in the B Division Championship. We're going to step aside here and take a one-minute break. We'll take a one-minute timeout, and then we'll be back after this one-minute break on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest. You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this Boys B Division semifinal game. HTRS of Southern, the HTRS Titans got here by virtue of a 43-39 win over Pawnee City. Southern defeated Meridian 51-44 to reach this semifinal. The starters for the Southern Raiders, they are 5-7 on the year. They'll go with Weston Whitwer. Whitwer, just a freshman, he's averaging 5.4 points per ball game. Ethan Decker, another freshman in the starting lineup, 8.4 points per ball game. Landon Fredericks, you guessed it, another freshman in the starting lineup, 2.6 points per ball game. Pax Adams is the leading scorer on this team. He's a junior, averaging 19 points per contest. And Blake Meese rounds out the starting lineup, also a junior, 3.3 points per game. The Raiders coached by Coach Drake Adams. And it's interesting to note there are no seniors on the roster for the Southern Raiders. It is a very freshman-heavy roster. In fact, of the 15 players that they list on the varsity lineup, 9 of them are freshmen. So there's a heavy, very youthful team here for the Southern Raiders, starting 3 freshmen. They are 5-7 on the year. Starting lineup for the HTRS Titans. They're coached by Coach Jamie Stice. They are 6-6 on the year. They'll go with Darius Bowling. Bowling is 6'1 junior, averaging 6.7 points per game. Kemian Detman. Kemian Detman is a junior at 5'9, 9.5 points per game. Garrett Durier. Durier, a 6-foot senior, 2.8 points per contest. Emmett Vladar. Vladar is the big gun here for the Titans. He's a senior, 6'3, averaging 22.2 points in the first 12 games of the season. And to round out the starting five for Coach Dice is Cole Hunsicker. Hunsicker, a 6'2 sophomore, averaging 3.9 points per game in the first 12 games of the season. So it's the 6-6 Titans and the 5-7 Southern Raiders tipping off here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, we'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with the opening tip on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We want to remind you that right now over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is across the street at the Beatrice City Auditorium. He has the Johnson Rock Boys taking on Exeter Milligan Friend. That game should be tipping off right about now on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon has the call. We have simultaneous broadcasts from across the street. I'm here at the Beatrice Middle School. John's over at the City Auditorium. Our premier sponsors for these broadcasts of the 97th Annual Mudecas Tournament are Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Also, Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Our other premier sponsors include AgWest Commodities and Weary Mortuaries. Okay, we're ready to tip it up. The HTRS Titans and the Southern High Raiders, B Division semifinals of the Mudecas Tournament. The official into the center circle. The tip's going to be controlled by the Titans. Coming up with the basketball, Cole Hunsicker in the backcourt. Gladar won that tip handling. Into forecourt. Here come the Titans. Garrett Durier at the top of the key. Durier feeds to the right side. Goes to Detman with the basketball. Detman had an open look for the three, decided to pass it up. Back to the top of the key to Durier it comes. Now Darius Bowling feeds to the right side. Vladar in the paint. He's in traffic. Double team. Couldn't get a shot. Kicks it back to the right elbow. Comes to the right side. Darius Bowling. Ball tipped away out of bounds. It went off of HDRS. And the Southern Raiders will get the basketball. 30 seconds into the contest. No score in the ballgame. Here come the Southern Raiders. On the attack for the first time tonight, Weston Whitmore with the dribble. Whitmore finds Pax Adams. Adams pulls up for three, top of the key, got it. Pax Adams very casually launched a three and dropped it, and it's 3-0. Southern on top. Here come the Titans with the basketball. Detman to the right elbow. Detman bounce pass to Darius Bowling. Top of the key, back to Durier, top of the circle. They feed it underneath. Gladar driving lay-in, up and good. Evan Gladar with the first 2 points of the ballgame for the Titans, and it's 3-2, Southern Raiders on top. We've played a minute. From the right elbow, there's a long three that's launched up and off, no good. That shot put up over there by Hunter Coleman for the Raiders, and the rebound comes down to the Titans. Left elbow, Darius Bowling goes inside traffic with it. They look for Gladar. Gladar with the basketball. Right side baseline, low post. Gladar can't get to the basket. Bounce pass puts it inside the paint. Comes right back to the left wing. Open look. Passed up the shot. Durier in the paint. Floater up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Southern. Raiders basketball across the timeline on the right elbow. to the left of the key. They bring to the left side Hunter Pullman. Pullman feeds inside the paint. We're going to have a reach-in foul called on the Titans. I think the foul is going to be called on Darius Bowling. On Bowling, that'll be his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the HTRS Titans. Just underway here at the Beatrice Middle School, 6:10 to play in the first quarter. It's 3-2. Southern High Raiders on top. The three-point shot by Pax Adams on their first possession. There's a three from the top of the key again by Adams. This one is off the board, and the rebound comes down to Garrett Duryea. Duryea gives the outlet pass to Darius Bowling across the timeline. Bowling top of the circle on the right side. Garrett Duryea dribbles deep, low post, right side of the basket. Goes to Gladar in the paint, around the perimeter, outside on the horn. There's a jump shot, free throw line up off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, Gladar put it up and got it. The shot was put up by Darius Bowling. Emmett was there waiting for the rebound, got the put back, and it's 4-3, HTRS with their first lead of the ballgame, 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Pax Adams kicks it out to the corner to Whitworth. Whitworth feeds it again to Adams. He tries to get open for the look, can't get it. Now Whitworth penetrates in. Little 10-foot jumper, Whitworth in and out of there, and high in the air for the rebound goes Darius Bowling. Bowling just out-jumped everybody and went after that one. His outlet pass comes to Detman. Detman brings it into forecourt to Bowling. Bowling gives up top to Gladar, top of the key. Right side, low post, Damian Detman with the ball. Around the horn to the perimeter, Duryea. Duryea penetrates into the paint. Again, they come up to Gladar with it. Shot clock down to 10 seconds. Now Gladar holds the ball. Shot clock at 7. There's a 3 from the left elbow, short off the front of the rim. That shot put up on the far side by Detman. Pax Adams on a fast break down to the other direction. A cross-court pass for 3. Shot is up off the rim. Rebound, Darius Bowling. Bowling, outlet pass. Detman. Detman into forecourt. And now the Titans come on the attack once again offensively. On the right side, Cole Hunsicker handles the ball. Hunsicker feeds it underneath. There's a little floater fighting for the rebound. Hunsicker is down. We've got a player on the floor hurt on the far end. The officials letting play continue. Spin move, Pax Adams. Shot is up and off, no good. Now the officials going to stop play for the injured player. HTRS with the rebound. The player that was shaken up over there looks like maybe he must have got an ankle. I think the player that went down is Blake Meese. He was on the baseline. They're quickly ripping the shoe off here, and the trainer's going to come over and take a look at that ankle. We'll see who checks in here to replace him. Onto the floor now is Hunter Pullman was out there before. Okay, it's going to be Jackson Hurd on the floor for the Southern Raiders. Hurd in the contest. Inside they go to Gladar. Layup off the glass, up and good. Emmett Gladar has all 6 of HTRS's points. And the Titans are up 6-3 now over the Southern Raiders. Raiders led it 3-0 early on Pax Adams' three-pointer. Humboldt has answered. HTRS has answered with 6 unanswered points. Here's Pax Adams, stripped up and falls to the floor. Got his feet tangled up there with Emmett Gladar. Gladar is going to be called for his first personal, team foul number 2 on the Titans. They're working on the ankle of Blake Meese down there, the junior. Twisted the ankle on the baseline, looking for a trainer to get him taped up. Ball got away out of bounds. It'll belong to the Raiders on the baseline. Weston Whitworth to inbound it. Whitworth inbounds in the paint. Wait a minute. We're going to have a travel call on Ethan Decker. Decker got up in the air, came down, and had no place to go. No place to land. He'll be called for the turnover on the freshman. 6-3. HTRS with the lead. Semifinals, B Division, UDECA's boys basketball tournament. On the left wing, handling the ball is Garrett Duryea. He's double-teamed, almost had it taken away. Comes back to the top of the circle with it to give to Gladar. There's a jump shot, a 3 from the right elbow, put up and off by Detman, doesn't go, and the rebound to the Raiders. 6-3. HCRS on top, 3:10 to go, first quarter. Here come the Raiders on the attack. Top of the key from the Raiders, handling the ball is Pullman. Long shot, misses everything, and air ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be the Titans basketball. HTRS will get it back. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play tonight here at the Beatrice Middle School. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. Jack Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld checks in. A sophomore, 5'8", comes onto the floor now for the Titans. And Cole Hunsicker. rejoins the lineup. Also coming out is Reed Shupp now. Shupp, a 6 foot junior. He'll line up under the basket for the Titans. Left elbow with the ball is Hilgenfeld. He dribbles to the corner, feeds it inside. There's a little floater. Shot is up and off, no good for Hunsicker. And the rebound comes down quickly to the Raiders. They hurry the ball down the court, trailing 6-3. Top of the circle. Right side, here's a long three up and good for Pax Adams. That's his second three-pointer of the night. You can't leave him unguarded out there. He'll burn you, and he did right there. We're all tied at 6 apiece. Under the basket, going up with the shot is Cole Hunsicker. He will be fouled, and Hunsicker is going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the HTRS Titans. So foul is going to be called, I believe, on Lundstedt. Levi Lundstedt picks up his first team foul, number one, on the Raiders. 2:24 to play first quarter, all tied up at 6 with Cole Hunsicker at the line shooting two. First one hits the back of the iron and rims off, does not go. He'll have a second attempt coming here. Hunsicker, a 39% free throw shooter on the season through the first 12 games. This second shot is up, and this one is off also. Pax Adams is there for the rebound. All tied at 6 apiece, a chance for Southern to retake the lead now. They come down and set their offense all the way around to the right side of the lane. In traffic, handling the ball is Ethan Decker. Decker comes to Pax Adams out on the left side. Adams going to be guarded by Glador. They feed it into traffic. Back to Pax Adams for three. Top of the key, off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Cole Hunsicker. Hunsicker, outlet pass, finds Detman. Detman across the timeline, being double-teamed out at the top of the circle. Goes to Glador in the corner. Emma Glador for three from the left side. No. Rebound tried for a putback. Won't go. Put up by Hilgenfeld. He tried for the putback on the little alley-oop and couldn't get it to drop. Rebound comes down to the Raiders. Still tied at 6 apiece. Timeout's going to be taken. No, wait a minute. We got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I thought we had a timeout over here on the bench. Instead, we have a foul. And the foul is going to be on Jackson Hurd. That is his first personal team foul, number three, on number two on the Raiders, rather. A minute 37 to play here in the first quarter. We're all tied at 6 apiece. Emmett Glador with the basketball at the top of the circle. Goes to the left wing to Detman. They put it underneath to Glador. He lays it up off the glass and got it down. Emmett Glador with 8 points now, and it's 8-6. HTRS on top. Here's Pax Adams. Pax Adams lobs it underneath. Ball is loose. Trying for the fall away. Shot is up and good. Nice move to the basket by Weston Whitworth. That's Whitworth's first bucket of the night, and we're tied at 8 apiece with 1 minute to go in the quarter. Emmett Glador picked up by Pax Adams on the coverage. Goes to the corner with a pass on the baseline left side. Feeds it into Detman. Back to the top of the circle. They clear it to Bowling. Bowling dribbles between the rings. Top of the key. Finds Detman. Offensive foul is going to be called down in the corner. Offensive foul called on the HGRS Titans. I'm going to have to wait till they post it to tell you who they nailed for that one, though. Oh, that's going to go on Emmett Glador. Glador picks up his second personal here in the first quarter. All tied at 8. 44 seconds to go in the period. Into the game now, Darius Bowling is back out there. Inside the paint, they put it to the left side of the corner. Nice steal. Coming up with the basketball is Jack Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld gets the steal. Clears the outlet pass to Darius Bowling. HTRS will get the last shot of the period here. We're tied at 8 apiece. The shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. All tied at 8. Around the horn to the left wing, the pass goes to Durier. Back to the top of the key, Detman. Detman goes to Bowling. Now Detman in the corner. Fall away three off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. Pax Adams will try a half-court shot that wasn't fall. And after one quarter, we're tied at 8 apiece. All tied up at 8 after one. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening Event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening Event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
After one quarter, Johnson Brock is up 14-13. I believe that's over Tri-County over on Sunny 101.3. Here we're tied at 8 after one period. Southern will have the basketball moving into the second quarter. In traffic is Decker with the ball. He got doubled up on. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans. We'll see who they've got this one on. Emmett Gladar is back out on the floor with two personals. That foul is going to be on Cole Hunsicker, his first team foul, number one of the period. Inbound the pass comes to Pax Adams at the top of the circle. Adams works clear out to the midcourt circle. Now back to the right wing it goes to Whitworth. Whitworth, he finds Coleman in the paint. Coleman across court to the left elbow with Decker. Decker, guarded very closely out here. Works to the right side. Shot clock is down to 15. Inside it goes. Pax Adams. Floater up and off. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Everybody after it on the floor. And a whistle and a foul. This may go on Emmett Gladar. And if it does, yes, Emmett Gladar has just picked up his third personal foul. And we are less than a minute into the second quarter. Folks, that could be a huge factor in this one. Emmett Gladar, the leading scorer for HTRS, and that comes with 7:18 to play here in the first quarter, his third personal. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound under the basket by Pax Adams. Adams to the top of the circle. Left elbow, around the horn it comes. Inside traffic, turnaround shot, Adams up and off, no good. Rebound, Detman comes down with it. Detman with the rebound. Emmett Gladar on the bench with three personals less than a minute into the second quarter. HTRS feeling a little bit shorthanded now with their leading scorer on the bench. In the corner on the left side is Garrett Duryea. Duryea throws a pass up top to Detman. Detman at the free throw line kicks it to the left elbow. There's a long three that's up and off by Garrett Duryea. And the rebound comes down to the Raiders. Fast break the other direction. Levi Lundstad in the paint. Ball away jumper up, off no good. Rebound Duryea. Duryea brings it down for the Titans, clears the outlet pass out to Detman. He'll bring it into forecourt. Detman sets the defense to the offense to the right side against a man-to-man defense. In the paint, they move it inside to Hunsicker. And now on the baseline right side, a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Raiders. Well, they had Garrett Duryea kind of trapped down there in the corner, and then the Raiders got tagged for the personal. Going to be on Pax Adams. On Adams, that is his first personal, team foul number one of the quarter. Lob the inbound pass to Cole Hunsicker. He goes right back to the right side of the corner on the low post in traffic. Bounce pass to the left wing. Top of the circle, holding the ball. Detman, jump shot, left side, rims in and out of there for Detman. Wouldn't go. Adams with the rebound. Long down court pass. Driving layup, up and off, no good. And the rebound pulled away by Duryea. Uncontested layup at the far end, and they couldn't get it to fall. Still tied at 8 apiece, 5:40 to go here in the second quarter. All the way in for the driving lay-in, up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Damian Detman. Detman's first bucket of the night, and HTRS goes back on top 10-8 over the Southern Raiders. 5:25 to go here in the second quarter in Beatrice. For the Raiders, it's Hunter Coleman handling the ball. Into Adams in the paint. Adams feeds it into traffic. Ball is tipped away loose, and with the steal, coming up with the ball is Detman. Detman Down court quickly. Left-handed dribble, left side of the lane. Lost his footing. Flips the ball out to the left wing to Duryea. Duryea between the rings, top of the circle. On the dribble, Duryea feeds the ball inside the paint. No place to go with the basketball for Darius Bowen. Comes back to the top of the key to Duryea. Now Duryea finds Detman with the pass. Hilgenfeld handles the basketball. Skip pass across court into the corner. Shot clock at 5. Shot clock at 4. Underneath they go. Here's a little shot on the paint. Bounces once, twice. Won't go. That shot put up point-blank range from Cole Hunsicker with about 2 seconds on the shot clock and could not get it to fall. He was right under the basket and just couldn't get it to fall over the lip. All right, Landon Frerichs is back into the game now. He'll be checking in for the Southern Raiders. It's 10-8, HDRS by 2. Hilgenfeld has his shot blocked nicely. Great defensive play under the basket. Landon Frerichs comes up with a loose basketball, brings it into forecourt to Whitworth. On the baseline, the ball got away, tipped and out of bounds. Whistle, foul, going to be called on the Titans. Think this one is going to go on Garrett Duryea. I'm going to have to wait till they put it up just to be sure here. Still haven't posted it. Well, yes it is. Duryea picks up the personal. That is his first team foul, number 3 of the quarter. Raiders will inbound it. On the bucket, under the basket by Whitworth. Comes back to Whitworth in the corner. Whitworth with a bounce pass and a long three is launched. Up and off, no good, by Ethan Decker. And the rebound comes down to Detman. The 5'9 junior, Detman, comes on the attack. Feeds to the baseline, left side. Oh, they tried to put it underneath to Cole Hunsicker. He didn't see the ball coming. He was waiting in the lane with nobody around him and hit him in the face. Ball is grabbed up by the Raiders. They come down and launch a three from the left elbow that doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Cole Hunsicker. Hunsicker gets the defensive board there for the Titans and gives the outlet pass off to Detman. Detman across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here by the Raiders, a pressuring man-to-man. They're playing it tight. Underneath they go to Hunsicker. Oh, another point-blank shot. Poor Cole just not able to get the ball to fall. He had an excellent scoring opportunity and couldn't get it in. Adams kicks it out to the corner for 3. Shot is up by Ethan Decker. Adams with the assist. Decker gets the 3. And now it's the 11-10. A 1-point lead goes back to the Southern Raiders with 3:13 to play here in the first half. With the ball is Hilgenfeld. Tried to feed it inside. He was looking for Hunsicker. The ball is taken away. Fast break the other direction. Bounce pass. Shot is up off. No good. Great defense by the Titans to get back. Detman hurries the ball down the court with 2:56 to go. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's 11-10. Southern Raiders leading HTRS by a point. Raiders for the Titans basketball. Hilgenfeld goes to the corner. No place to go on the base right side for Darius Bowling. Top of the key. Pass comes up to Reed Shupp. Shupp goes to the left side. Now a whistle and a tie-up. I think we're going to have a jump ball called. Possession arrow stays with HDRS. The arrow says it's HDRS's basketball, and yet Southern's lining up. Okay, now they straighten it out. Titans will have the ball under their own basket. 8 seconds on the shot clock. 2:34 to play first half. It's 11-10. Southern up by a single point. Subs in now for the Southern Raiders. Back onto the floor is Cole Hunsicker, or rather, let me get him ID'd here. Blake Meese is back onto the floor after getting the ankle taped up. Titans ball. There's a shot that's up from the right side, a whistle and a foul. Putting the shot up was Darius Bowling. Bowling got fouled, and he will go into the line where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Ethan Decker, his first team foul, number 2 of the period. At the free throw line, Darius Bowling. The first free throw is up and off, no good. He'll have a second opportunity to try and tie it. He's a 27% free throw shooter on the season. Darius Bowling, ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way, it's up, it's off, no good. And the rebound down to the Raiders. Southern High with a 1-point lead and the basketball with 2:22 to go in the first half. It's 11-10, the Southern Raiders leading the HTRS Titans. Pax Adams with the basketball, gives it off to Ethan Decker. Decker goes into Adams in the paint. Shupp is there. Ball is tipped away. It's a foot race. Ball is loose on the floor. Going to have a timeout taken by Southern to preserve the possession with 2:06 to go in the first half. 11-10, Southern up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on KGNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we make all kinds of acquaintances with this game of broadcasting. One of our officials tonight is Kellen Habakin. Kellen was a student of my daughter Shanda at Schuyler Public Schools, and Kellen wanted to get a broadcast career going years ago. I put him on the air when he was a sophomore in high school. Since, he's been the farm director for the Brownfield Network. He's doing very well in the broadcast, and he's here refereeing tonight, Kellen Habakin. We go back to live action. Southern with the basketball in a one-point lead. They're up 11-10. Here's a long three from the top of the key that won't go. The rebound is taken down by Cole Hunsicker. He'll give the outlet to Detman. Damian Detman works it against the man-to-man defense. Boy, he's being pressured. Detman with a floater that's off the rim, and he got it to fall. It hit the front of the rim, hit the back of the rim, and then kind of awkwardly dropped into the hole. And that puts HTRS back up by one, 12-11. It's been a seesaw contest. Here's a pass out to the left wing in the paint. Floater up and good by Weston Whitwer. Whitwer has 4 points. That is 13-12. The lead goes right back to the Southern Raiders. It's a seesaw contest here now for the Titans. Detman passes the ball into the corner, deep left side to Darius Bowling. Bowling shot in the paint, up and good. Darius Bowling got the jump shot to fall. And the lead goes right back to the Titans. Back and forth, 1 point one way, 1 point the other. Here's a three from the left side that's up. It's off, no good. Pax Adams got the rebound. Now we've got a whistle in the paint. And a foul, I think, that's going to be called on the Titans, I believe they're going to call that one on. Okay, I'm on the radio, though, buddy. You want to give that to the PA system. They want me to announce that the concession stand is closing at halftime. Young man must have figured I was doing the PA work. I'm not sure. 51 seconds to go here in the first half. Concession stand closing at halftime, in case you were planning on driving to Beatrice to the middle school to get a bag of popcorn. 14-13, Titans up by one with 51 seconds to go. Southern has the basketball in their own end in the corner. They inbound it on the baseline left side. It comes to Pax Adams. Adams feeds it underneath nicely to his teammate. And the ball is bounced away and comes up loose. Stolen by HTRS and a double dribble. Oh, my. An uncontested double dribble. How unfortunate for Darius Bowling. He's very frustrated right now. Nobody anywhere around him. And he double dribbled the basketball with both hands. Yeah. It was a good call. Some people would call it ticky-tack, but it was the proper call. 14-13. Titans up by one. Here's a three from the corner that's off. No good. And the rebound of the Titans. On the fast break comes Bowling into forecourt. 33 seconds to play here. Shot clock is still running. There's about a 4-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. HTRS with the one-point lead want to make sure they get to the locker room with that lead. They'll play it for a final shot here as the shot clock winds down and hopefully trying to not leave much time for Southern to do anything with it if they get the possession. Underneath the basket, right side, they feed it in, and the ball goes off of Cole Hunsicker. Cole was in the paint. They tried to feed it under the basket to him, and he lost the handle. So 7.8 seconds. Oh, and they're going to let Southern roll the ball down the court. Now the clock finally starts, and they let him bring it to midcourt by themselves. Pax Adams feeds it to the corner. Here's a long three from the right side off. There's the buzzer. And at the half, the HTRS Titans are leading. The Southern High Raiders, our halftime score is HTRS 14, and Southern 13. 14-13, our halftime score. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with the halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College after this two-minute break on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for new decades, and so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner, proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Doors is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Doors located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at the Beatrice Middle School. Time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Before we look at our scoring in this one, an update of the game across the street going on right now. Johnson Brock is leading Exeter Milligan Friend at halftime 31-29. That game being heard live simultaneously here to us right now over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon has the call again. Johnson Brock 31, EMF 29 at halftime over at the City Auditorium. Once again here it's 14-13, HTRS leading the Southern Raiders. HTRS probably feeling pretty good about having a one-point lead at halftime when you consider that Emma Glodar got in foul trouble. He picked up his third foul at the 7-minute and 18-second mark of the second quarter. He only got less than a minute into the second period before he had to set out. He did not play at all in that second period, and he still got 8 points in the first quarter. Individual scoring, first for the Southern Raiders. Pax Adams, not surprisingly, leads the way. He has 6 points. Adding four was Weston Whitwer. Ethan Decker with three for the Raiders' total of 13. The Raiders did not shoot any free throws in the first half. For the HTRS Titans, Emma Glodar leads the scoring with 8 points, despite only playing in the first quarter. Kamian Detman has four, and Darius Bowling has two. For their total of 14 from the free throw line, the Titans went 0 for 4 from the line. So you might describe this as a defensive battle, 14-13, our halftime score, HTRS on top. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studios. 2 minutes of important sponsor information, a weather update, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action here on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Partly cloudy skies tonight, with a couple of isolated showers possible. Might even see one or two snowflakes mixing in. A low temperature around 30 degrees, with winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Friday looks partly sunny, with a high temperature in the upper 30s and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Friday night, cloudy, with temperatures dipping back to around 12 degrees and northwest winds at 15 to 30. Saturday, partly sunny, with high temperatures in the upper teens and northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Sunday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the lower 40s, with west winds at 10 to 20. Monday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the upper 20s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday looks sunny, with high temperatures around 40 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 30.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workitfast.com.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary. Their family serving your family.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, quickly before we go to live action for the third quarter here, I'm going to give you a rundown of our broadcast plans for tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, we'll have the Johnson Brock girls and the Sacred Heart girls playing in the A Division third place game. That will be live on Sunny 101.3 at 5 o'clock. Then at 6:30 here on KTNC, we'll have the Pawnee City girls taking on EMF in the B Division championship. And at 7 o'clock on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night, the consolation game will have HTRS and Johnson County Central girls. Three big games for you tomorrow here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. All right, ready now to move into third quarter action. 14-13, HTRS on top. Emmett Glodar back onto the floor now, playing with three personal fouls. He sat out nearly the entire second quarter in foul trouble early. Pass underneath the basket. Shot is put up and off. No good by Blake Meese for the Raiders. And the rebound comes down to HTRS. You have to feel like Glodar is going to make a difference if they can keep him on the floor here. He had all eight of their points in the first quarter with the ball. Is Detman underneath. They feed it underneath to Glodar. And just as I was talking about it, Emmett Glodar gets the LAU pass, lays it in. He's in double figures and has 10 points. And the lead is 16-13. The lead is 3 now for HTRS. Southern Raiders with the basketball. Ball tipped away and stolen. Coming up with the loose ball. They get it down court. Detman driving, laying up. Couldn't get it, but he's going to be fouled. Kamian Detman's going to be at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Hunter Pullman. On Pullman, that is his first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Raiders. At the free throw line, Kamian Detman, 52% free throw shooter on the season, averaging 9.5 points per ball game. He has 4 so far tonight, has not shot a free throw. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is on the way and good. Detman now has 5 points in the ball game as he hits the first one. This is the lead now of 4 for HTRS, 17-13. Titans up by 4. Detman ready for his second free throw. The left-hander up off the back of the iron does not go. And the rebound comes down to the Raiders. Quickly is down court with it is Pax Adams. Adams across court pass to the far side finds Pullman. Now Adams dribbles underneath. A little floater off the glass. No. High in the air with the rebound and coming down with it. Under the basket getting the rebound was HTRS, but they're going to call a foul on the Titans on Cole Hunsicker. His second personal, first foul of the period. At the free throw line, Pax Adams shooting 2 shots. First one is up and good. Adams is a 74% free throw shooter. Adams now has 7 points in the ballgame. Ready to put up his second free throw. The junior, it's up and good. He hit them both. Adams now has 8 in the game. 17-15, the lead is trimmed back to 2 for HTRS. Here come the Titans. Man-to-man defense by the Raiders, as we've seen throughout the entire first half. A cross-court pass goes to the far side in the paint. Floater, up and good. Nice looking move by Darius Bowling. Bowling went right between two defenders down the avenue in the lane, put the little floater up and dropped it in the hole. 19-15, HTRS up by 4. With the ball for the Raiders on the right side is Pullman. In traffic, fall away shot up and good in traffic. Nice move there by Whitworth. Weston Whitworth got the loose basketball, came into his hands in the paint. He dropped it in. The lead is back to 2, 19-17. With the ball, Emmett Glodar, left side of the lane, to the top of the key. Brings it back up top to Darius Bowling. Detman with the ball. Bowling comes to the left wing. Here's a 3 that's up and off. Does not go. That shot launched by Garrett Durier. Fast break the other way. They got behind the coverage. Shot is up and off. No good. Missing the uncontested lay-in was Ethan Decker, and the rebound comes down to Darius Bowling. 19-17. Titans up by 2. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're at the Beatrice Middle School. Right side handling is Cole Hunsicker. To the top of the key. There's a 3 that's up and good by Darius Bowling. Bowling dropped into 3. He's got 7 points now in the ballgame. And it's a 5-point HTRS lead, 22-17, 5:13 to go here in the third quarter. Raiders basketball. Right side, there's a 3 up from the right elbow that was launched by Pax Adams. Doesn't go, and the rebound's going to come down to Darius Bowling. Bowling hands it up to Detman. Titans up by 5 now, 22-17, 4:50 to go, third quarter, Titans basketball. Backing it out, now going to the left side baseline. Fall away, jump shot, fader, up and off, no good. That shot was put up by Emma Glidar, couldn't get it to fall. The rebound comes down to the Raiders. Pax Adams in traffic. Adams got the shot blocked, goes to the floor hard. He'll be at the line to shoot two. Pax Adams is just hard to stop once he's got up ahead of steam and coming down the lane like that with the basketball. Foul is going to be called on Darius Bowling, his second personal, second team foul of the quarter. Pax Adams at the line, shooting two. He's 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. This one is up and good. As we said, he's a 74% free throw shooter. He's now made 3 in a row, all here in the third quarter. A couple of subs checking in now for the Raiders. We'll pick them up in a second. Pax Adams ready for his second free throw. It's up and good also. He's 4 out of 4. He's in double figures and has 10 points now. On the floor, Jackson Hurd is out there now for the Raiders, making an appearance. 22-19. Titan lead is 3. Right side is Detman with the basketball. Detman goes around the defender in the paint. 10-foot jumper off the rim, no. Rebound pulled down by the Raiders. Pax Adams. He wants to bring the ball down court himself. Adams takes it to the free throw line, flips it to the top of the key to Pullman. Back it comes to Adams. He wants to penetrate. Adams in traffic. Little floater up and good. Pax Adams went right between defenders, laid it in. He's got 12. And the lead is cut to 1 now, 22-21. Titans were up by 5 a moment ago. Adams has scored the last 4 points in a row for the Raiders. All the way into the corner for an open look with the ball. No shot by Bowling. Now a 3 is up and good from the left elbow by Detman. Damian Detman lost a 3 from the left wing out here. Makes it 25-21. The lead is back to 4 for the Titans. All right, Raiders basketball from the left corner. A 3 is up. A battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off the Raiders. Titans will have the ball. Back off the bench, checking in. Jack Hilgenfeld checks in. Hilgenfeld into the game. He will replace Garrett Durier. Quite a discussion here among the officials. The coaches for Southern up off the bench, questioning what happened down there, but basketball is going to belong to the Titans. 3:15 to go, third quarter, 25-21. Titans with a 4-point lead and the basketball. Handling it is Detman. Skip pass comes across court to the far side. Now it goes back to Hilgenfeld in the corner, right side of the basket. Looking underneath, there's a 3 from the corner, up and good. Hitting the 3, Darius Bowling. Bowling with his second 3-pointer. He's got 2 of them in this quarter. 7-point lead, biggest lead of the ball game for the Titans, 28-21. There's a long 2 that goes up, falling to the floor with the basketball. Timeout's going to be taken by Southern to preserve the possession. Pax Adams is slow getting up off the floor. He hit the floor pretty hard there. May have even hit his head on the floor. I'm not sure. They're going to help him up, and he'll come to the bench. Timeout on the floor, 2:43 to go, third quarter, 28-21. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You're listening to KTNC, AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, momentarily here, the Titans have their biggest lead of the ballgame, 28-21. When play is resumed, the Raiders will have it under their own bucket. They'll inbound it on the baseline, left side of the basket. They lob it into Pax Adams, clear out near the midcourt line. Skip pass comes across court to the near side to Pullman. Pullman looks for Adams, can't get it to him. Now they bring it to the right side in the corner. A long 3 is up and good, hitting the 3. On the right side there for the Raiders was Weston Whitwer. Whitwer has 9. That cuts the lead back to 4 once again. in the traffic. Evan Blatter tries to move to the basket, has the ball knocked away, it's loose, puts it into the corner. Hilgenfeld, an open look three, does not get it. Pax Adams has the defensive rebound. Adams kicks the outlet pass quickly to Decker into forecourt. Adams in the paint, right side, comes in the corner with it to Pullman. Pullman can't get an open look. Now they get it back to Pullman in the paint. The floater's up and in and out, no good. Rebound, Pullman follow shot, blocked away by Vonar. A whistle and I was scared for a minute there that Emma Glodar might have picked up his fourth personal, but it's not going to go on Glodar. It's going to go against the Raiders on Levi Lundstedt. Lundstedt's second personal, second team foul of the quarter. 28-24. Titans with a 4-point lead. A minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Hilgenfeld comes on the dribble into forecourt. Flips it to the corner to Glodar. Glodar takes it to the basket. Fall away shot, partially blocked. Got his own rebound. Kicks it out to the right corner. Open look from there for three off the rim. No, that one was launched by Darius Bowling. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Jack Hilgenfeld. Hilgenfeld tried to bat the loose basketball away, and he picks up his first personal. That's the third team foul of the quarter on the Titans. Minute 28 to go here in the quarter. Subs checking in now for the Titans. Onto the floor, Reed Shupp back into the ballgame. Shupp is out there. And Grant Duryea also back onto the floor. With the basketball for the Raiders is Pax Adams. Adams goes over to Pullman with it. They come back to Adams at the top of the key. He wants to get to the basket in the paint. Little floater. Up and good. Pax Adams makes that look so effortless. He's got 14 points now in the game. And that 7-point lead that the Titans had has now been reduced to just two. 28-26 is your score. Here's a three from the left wing. That's off. Rebound. Fighting for the rebound. Wait a minute. I think we're going to have a held ball. Cole Hunsicker was in there battling for that loose basketball with Levi Lundstedt. Jump ball possession arrow favors the Titans. A new shot clock at 35 seconds. 58 seconds to go in the quarter. Titans up by two. Inbound the pass. They come to around the horn to the right side with it into the corner to Bowling. Darius Bowling clears it up to the top of the key to Shupp. Shupp, a cross-court pass near side, Detman. Detman can't get to the rim. Now they again clear it back to Cole Hunsicker at the top of the key. Duryea dribbling right side, driving layup up and off, no good. Rebound, Whitworth. Shot clock is turned off. 32 seconds to go. It's 28-26. Titans up here in the third quarter. Raiders with the basketball. They'll probably play for the final shot here. They're down by two, 28-26, 21 seconds to go here now. Shot clock, about a one-second differential. They'll play it right down for the final shot and try and either tie or take the lead going into the fourth quarter. Raiders, they want the ball in Pax Adams' hands. He goes into traffic. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, Titans. No chance for a shot at the end of the half. At the end of the quarter, rather, it's 28-26. HTRS up by two after three periods. We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Mudeikis Basketball Tournament on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we move into the fourth quarter. It'll be the Raiders basketball. They go inbound to Pax Adams. Pax Adams on the left side of the lane. Gets into heavy traffic. Kicks it out to the top of the key to Pullman. Underneath driving. Ball tipped away. Blondar tipped it away, but it comes right back into the hands of the Raiders. Second shot is up and off, no good. Fight for the loose ball on the floor. And I think we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on the Raiders. It'll be HTRS's basketball. See who they tag for that down there battling for it. Ethan Decker gets called for the foul on Decker. That is his second personal, first team foul of the period on the Raiders. Opening seconds of the fourth quarter here, 7:38 to go in the ballgame, 28-26. HTRS up by one, and the Titans with the basketball. To the left wing, across court to Detman. Detman goes inside to Glaudard. Can't get a look. Back up top to Detman. Underneath baseline right side with the ball is Cole Hunsicker. He passed up the shot into the basket. Into Hunsicker in the paint. The ball taken away and stolen by Pax Adams. Adams down court quickly. They get it into the forecourt to Decker. Decker in traffic. A whistle on the baseline. A foul is going to be called on the Titans, I believe. Let's see who they got for this one. Perhaps Detman? Yes, they did. Detman called for the foul. That is his second personal. First team foul. There's a shot underneath. Oh, laid it off the glass on the inbound pass and getting the bucket. Easy bucket was Blake Meese. His first 2 points of the ballgame. Now the Titans come on the attack. There's a floater. Bank shot off the glass up and good by Garrett Durier. Durier's first 2 points of the ballgame. And the lead goes right back once again to the Titans. 30-28, 6:45 to go. Ball bounced inside, stolen by Durier. Durier, outlet pass, flips it up to Detman. Detman, guarded defensively at midcourt by Pullman. Dribbles around him. Detman goes to the left side to Darius Bowling. Bowling in traffic, has the ball stripped away and stolen. Coming up with the steal is Decker. Decker gives the ball up court now quickly to Whitworth. Whitworth lost the dribble. Has to go back again to Detmer. Here's a long three from the corner, up and off, no good. And the rebound is going to be pulled down by Darius Bowling. Bowling flips the ball to Detmer. He'll bring it down court. Detman clears to Bowling on the right elbow. Darius Bowling and Detman play catch with it. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Now Durier in the paint with the basketball. A long three from the corner. Right side is off the rim. Does not go. Rebound comes down to the Titans. Getting the board was Cole Hunsicker, but he's going to be called for a foul. Cole Hunsicker picks up his third personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Titans. 30-28, HTRS with a two-point lead with 5:55 to go in this one. It's the Class B Boys Division semifinals. Here come the Raiders with the ball. Weston Whitworth comes on the attack. Whitworth hands the ball up to Adams. Adams got double-teamed quickly. They give the ball right back in the paint, all the way in for a little lay-in that's up and off. No good by Decker. Rebound HTRS. Here comes Emmett Glaudard. Backs Adams back to covering. Glaudard goes around. Nice block shot. Great job defensively by Blake Meese. Meese blocked the shot out of bounds as Glaudard went in for the layup. Meese touched it last. It'll stay with the Titans. 26 on the shot clock. Titans inbound it to Durier. He'll try a long three from the corner. Got it! Garrett Durier. They left him open in the corner on the left side, and he nailed it right down the center. Nothing but nylon for Durier on that tray. 33-28. Here's Adams with a shot that's up and off. No good. Glaudar with the rebound. It's a five-point Titan lead with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame, and the Titans have the basketball. Damian Detman on the right elbow. Detman works the left-handed dribble. Passes up top with it to Glaudar. Emmett Glaudar goes around the defender into the corner baseline left side. 15 on the shot clock. Pax Adams comes out after Glaudar. Glaudar takes it in, has the ball knocked away with the steal. Back the other direction, and now a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Uh-oh, I believe this is going to go on Emmett Glaudar. That is his fourth personal. So now Emmett's going to have to be careful on defense here. They're going to take him out of the ballgame. Coach Jamie Stice is going to replace him with Jack Hilgenfeld. Well, Glaudar set all of the second quarter in foul trouble, and now with 4:40 to go, he's on the bench with four personals. 33-28. Titans with a five-point lead when Emmett Glaudar sat down. Bounce pass goes underneath in traffic. Adams shot is up, couldn't get it, but he's fouled. Pax Adams is going to be at the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Kamian Detman. On Detman, his third personal. And that is the fourth team foul. Now on the... It'll send to the free throw line. Fax Adams, 74% on the year, 100% tonight, 4 out of 4. Make it now 5 out of 5 from the line for Fax Adams. Adams with 15 points to lead the scoring for the Raiders. Cuts the lead to 4, 33-29. Adams ready for his second free throw. It's up and good also. And the lead is 3, 33-30. Titans on top, 4:25 to go in regulation. Into forecourt. The pass comes to Darius Bowling. Bowling holds it for a minute to Durier for three. Got it! All of a sudden, Garrett Durier, he's got 7 points in this quarter. A deuce and a pair of threes. Timeout's going to be taken by Southern with 4:14 to go in the ballgame. And the Titans up by six. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plan. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes, 14 seconds. Show on the score clock here at the Beatrice Middle School. 4:14 left to play in regulation. HGRS up by 6, 36-30. With Emmett Glodar on the bench in foul trouble, he's got 4 personals. You wonder how long Jamie Stice will keep his ace there on the bench. Glodar, the leading scorer by a mile here for the Titans. He averages 22 points per ballgame, has 10 tonight. And that's not bad when you consider he's been sitting on the bench most of the night, it seems like. 36-30 is your score. We're back to live action. Raiders with the basketball. Pax Adams at midcourt. Adams covered closely by Kamian Detman, but works to the right side of the lane. Almost turned it over. Top of the key, Poland for three. Got it. Hunter Poland with his first bucket of the night. He nailed a three from the top of the key, and the lead is cut to 36-33. There's a three for the Titans. It's up and off. No good. Struggle for the rebound. Durier comes out of there with it. New shot clock. 3:45 to go in the ballgame. With the dribble comes Kamian Detman. Detman almost got it taken away from him. Grabbed the ball up and flipped it to Hunsicker. Hunsicker finds Durier top of the circle. Again, this is Detman on the dribble. Detman goes to the corner to Durier. He had an open look for a minute, didn't take it. Now Darius Bowling handles the basketball. Jack Hilgenfeld in traffic. They triple-teamed him quickly. He has to come back to Bowling. There's a long three that's short off the front of the rim. Try for a follow shot, doesn't go. They say the ball touched the rim. No, the ball did not touch the rim. Shot clock expired on the Titans. Coach Jamie Stice up, convinced that the ball hit the rim before that buzzer sounded, but ball's going to go back over to the Raiders with 3:12 to go in the ballgame. It's 36-33. The HGRS Titans up by three, and here comes Pax Adams for the Raiders. At the top of the key is Whitworth with the ball. Long three, Meese up. Adams rebound. Adams bounce pass, feeds it underneath. Shot is up, won't go, but a whistle and a foul. Weston Whitwer will be at the free throw line as he was fouled trying to put the shot up on the baseline. The foul is going to go on Hilgenfeld. Jack picks up his second personal. That's team foul number 5. Weston Whitwer at the line. He's a 73% free throw shooter. Missed the first one. Whitwer, his only free throw of the night. He does have 9 points in the ballgame, but he missed the first free throw. It's 73% on the season. All right, Emmett Glodar is back on the floor. He checks in with 2:58 to play. Wet at the line. Whitwer, free throw is up. He got that one. Now it's a 2-point ball game, 36-34. Titans on top. Glodar brings the ball across the timeline. Emmett Glodar, the leading scorer on this team, has sat out a lot in foul trouble. He's back on the floor. Glodar has the basketball at the top of the circle. Moves against Pax Adams. Pass goes across to Detman, into the corner. Darius Moling, little floater, up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to the Raiders. Getting the rebound is Pax Adams. 36-34, chance to either tie or take the lead now for the Raiders. They pass it around the outside perimeter. Meese in the corner, deep left side, Blake Meese. There's a shot from the baseline, left side, off and no good. And the rebound comes down to Darius Moling. The clock is nearing the two-minute mark now. 2:10 to go in the ballgame. With the dribble is Detman. Detman hands the ball up to Cole Hunziker. He stands out between the rings and just dribbles the basketball. 36-34. Titans up by two. To the right elbow with it is Duryea. Shot clock down to 12 now. On the dribble, Darius Moling. There's a jump shot from the left side, up and off, no good. The ball goes out of bounds, but it went off the rim. Titans will get the ball back in a new shot clock. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, let's update you on the status of the ball game. We have a minute and 43 seconds left to play in regulation. The score 36-34. HTRS up by two. When play is resumed, it will be the Titans basketball under their own basket. They will inbound it. Darius Moling will toss it in on the baseline, left side of his own backboard. Moling gets it into the corner. It comes right back to Moling under the basket. Hands it across, trying to go up with a shot. Was Cole Hunziker, and he's fouled. Hunziker will be at the line. Good news is he's shooting two. Bad news, he's only 39% from the free throw line. He's 0 for 2 tonight, has not scored. The 6'2 sophomore, Cole Hunziker, at the line. The first shot is up, and it is off. Hit the back of the rim. He'll get another attempt. A minute 38 to play now in the ballgame. HTRS has led by as much as 7. They are now up by 2. Cole Hunziker, ready for his second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up, and this one is off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Meese. Meese gets it out to Pax Adams. Once again, the Raiders with a chance to tie or take the lead on the possession. Minute and a half to play in the ballgame. Ball is tipped away loose, comes out to Pax Adams at the top of the key. He'll back it out. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Adams moves in. Feeds it to the right side. Shot is up and good. Adams with the assist. And he found that Weston Whitwer just standing around waiting for the pass. Whitwer with the easy two. Timeout taken now by HTRS. We're all tied at 36 apiece. A minute 10 left to go in the ballgame. Timeout, Titans. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we were tied at 8 after one quarter. At halftime, HTRS had a one-point lead, 14-13. At the end of three quarters, the Titans were up by 2, 28-26. And now with 70 seconds left to go in regulation, the game is all tied at 36 apiece. All tied up at 36. Titans will have the basketball. There are 30 seconds remaining on the shot clock, 70 seconds on the game clock. Titans will inbound the pass. Darius Moling will toss it in forecourt on the side. Coming up to get the ball is Glaudar, Emmett Glaudar. Feeds it across to Kamian Detman. Every possession critical now. Duryea in the corner. Duryea, top of the circle, goes to Moling with the pass. 15 on the shot clock. Duryea goes to the right corner. Duryea has it stripped away. Got it back. Goes inside. They feed it underneath. And the basketball stolen away by Pax Adams. Adams starts up court with it. Now a chance to take the lead for the Raiders. 40 seconds to go in the ball game. Pax Adams dribbling out the clock. Gives it up here to the top of the key to Pullman. All tied to 36. There is a 13-second differential in the shot clock. Adams on the baseline underneath. Ball stolen away with the steal. Darius Bowling. Bowling takes it in, almost lost it. He had a layup. The ball got away from him. Retained possession of the basketball. Oh, he stepped on the sideline, and the ball's going to go over to the Raiders. 20 seconds to go in the ball game. He stepped on the sideline with the basketball. I'm going to keep it here live. We don't want to miss anything. Let me recap what just transpired. Darius Bowling got a steal. He was going in for an uncontested layup. About two dribbles before he got there, the ball got away from him. Then he had to chase it down in the corner, and in doing so, he stepped on the sideline. And that will result in the ball being turned over to the Raiders. We're tied. All of this happening with the score tied at 36 apiece and 20.3 seconds left to play in the ball game. Winner of this one will advance to the B Division Championship. We'll play the Lewiston Tigers at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. The loser of this one will play in the consolation game against Parkview at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. We will follow the HCRS Titans wherever they are, championship. Oh, now, I beg your pardon. I have to go back and correct myself. The ball's going to belong to the Titans. It was the Raiders that stepped on the sideline. The Titans have the ball. We move back to live action. Big mistake on my part. I apologize. Detman with the basketball. 10 seconds. Into the corner. Left side. Hunsicker. They get it into the hands up top here. Clock winding down. In the corner. Long shot at the buzzer for the win. Does not go. We're going to go to overtime. Well, the Titans didn't get that one executed at all the way they had intended. They didn't get much of a shot. Time expires. We're tied at 36 all. We'll put a fresh 4 minutes up. Start all over. Back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks. Everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
Hi, this is Robert Olbring from Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we'll start it out like we did earlier. Vladar and Adams in there to jump it up. We move to the overtime period. 4 minutes on the clock, all tied to 36 apiece. The official ready to step in there. We move into overtime. Here comes the tip, controlled by the Titans. All right, HTRS with the basketball. Kamian Jetman to the right elbow. Playing with four fouls in there now. Is Emmett Gladar. Lob pass to Gladar. Under the basket. Shot up and good. They took the old LAU. Gladar caught it, put it down, and he has 12 points. The lead goes back to 38-36. HGRS on top. Now Pax Adams tries to answer. Ball stolen by Gladar. Adams lost a handle on it. Gladar comes up with the steal. Gives the pass out to Detman. Detman into forecourt. Finds Duryea with the ball. Garrett Duryea, 6 foot senior, to the near side. Comes to Cole Hunsicker. Top of the key. Right side handling the ball. Gladar. Back again to the top of the key to Hunsicker. Now Duryea at the free throw line. Clock down to 8 on the shot clock. Underneath, they lob it under. They were looking under there for Gladar. The ball is stolen away by Pax Adams. Poland from the corner for 3. Got it. Hunter Poland his second three-pointer of the night, 39-38. Raiders up by one now, 2:48 to go here in the overtime. With the ball is Darius Bowling. Bowling to the right side to Garrett Durier. Durier up top of the key, a cross-court pass in traffic, trying to move to the basket. Shot is up, blocked away. Hunsicker got his shot blocked under the basket by Pax Adams, and Adams comes up with a basketball. All right, Southern up by one, 39-38. Southern Raiders with the lead now, 2:19 to go in the overtime. A one-point lead for Southern. They have the basketball. With the dribble, Decker feeds it to the left side, a floater that's up and good. Nice job on the baseline on the left side. Dropping that one in, I think, was Ethan Decker got it. Makes it 41-38. Three. Handling the ball is Cole Hunsicker. Hunsicker feeds it off to the top of the circle to Bowling. Finds Durier. Now Detman handles the ball, dribbles out between the rings. He's motioning, trying to get it inside. Hunsicker. Hunsicker. Here's a three on the way from the right side that's off. No good. The rebound underneath. Follow shot up and good. Put back by Emma Quador. Makes it a one-point ball game. 92 seconds to go in the overtime. 41-40. Raiders up by one. Timeout taken by the Southern Raiders. They have a one-point lead with 1:28 to go. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You got to be enjoying this. Live basketball from the 97th Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A minute 28 to play in the first overtime. The score, Southern 41, HTRS 40. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Titans. They will have 29 seconds on the shot clock, a minute 28 on the game clock. Titans basketball in the ball game. Bowling. Detmer, Durier, Gladar, and Hunsicker. Inbound the pass, nearly stolen. Pax Adams gets the inbound pass. He's being guarded by Detmer. Adams, top of the key, right side. Ball tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. Wait a minute. What are they going to say here? No, it's going to stay with the Raiders. Raiders have the one-point lead in the basketball. The shot clock is down to 18. They'll inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Weston Whitworth to inbound it. Under the basket on the right side. Lobs it up top to Pax Adams. Back it comes to Whitworth for three from the corner. Up and off. No good. Wait a minute. A whistle. It hit the backboard. Hit the support of the backboard. That's out of bounds. It'll turn the ball back to HGRS. So now, trailing by one, the Titans get the ball back with a minute 12 to go in overtime. Down court they come with it. The pass comes into forecourt to Gladar. Emma Gladar, guarded by Pax Adams at the top of the key. Goes to the left wing with it. Detman inside Gladar. Shot is up and good. And he's fouled. Emma Gladar took it in the lane, laid it off the glass, got it to fall, and drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Ethan Decker. On Decker, his third personal. At the free throw line for the and one is Emma Gladar. 42-41. HTRS up by one. Gladar's going to the end one. Try and make it a two-point lead. Shot is up. Bounces off the rim. Does not go. 42-41. HTRS now up by one. Under a minute to play. 52 seconds to go. Shot clock at 26. Raiders with the basketball. Handling it at the top of the circle is Pullman. Backs Adams. Loses the ball. No, a whistle and a foul. Adams tried to go up with a shot on the baseline and got fouled down there. We'll see who they got for the Titans on that foul. Adams will be at the line. The foul is going to be called on Cole Hunsicker, his fourth. Keep in mind, Pax Adams is a 74% free throw shooter. Tonight he has hit 6 out of 6. Perfect 100% free throw shooting. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Adams has tied the game at 42 apiece with 45 seconds left to play in the first overtime. Pax Adams. Shot is up. Got it. Puts the Raiders up by one. 43-42. 43-42. Raiders by one with 45 seconds to go. There'll be a 10-second differential in the shot clock. HTRS has 35 on the shot clock, 45 on the game. Down by one, 43-42. Inbound the pass. They bring it into Dedmon. Dedmon works one-on-one against Poland. Gets it across the timeline. Poland goes for the steal. Got the steal. Takes it in for the layup. Couldn't get it. Dedmon with the rebound. Fast break the other direction. Underneath, they come with it. All the way in. Guador lays it up and good. Emmett Guador laid it in. 44-43. 23 seconds to go. HTRS up by one. Into forecourt come the Raiders with 20 seconds on the clock. Timeout taken by Southern High. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. The Titans are up by one. Raiders will have the ball with 20 seconds to play when we return after this 30-second timeout on PGNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Coach Drake Adams has the whiteboard out over there drawing up a play. His team down by one with 20 seconds to go. You'd have to think whatever he's drawing up probably involves getting the ball into the hands of Pax Adams. Pax Adams, the leading scorer on this team. He's got 17 to 18 tonight. Average was 18 per ball game. 20.7 seconds to go. They will inbound the ball in forecourt on the side. Raiders down 44-40. Here's the ball inbound. It comes to Pax Adams. Adams works the dribble. He's guarded one-on-one by Kamian Dedmon. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Emmett Guador. Guador just fouled out of the ballgame. Emmett Guador picks up his fifth personal. When you consider he had three in the first quarter, he fouls out, and that's going to put Pax Adams back to the line. 15 seconds to play in the ballgame, and Adams can give his team the lead if he can hit both of these. He has not missed yet tonight. He is a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line. Pax Adams at the line. The first one would tie it. Looks to the basket. Shot is up. It's good. 9-for-9 from the line. This one would give the Raiders the lead with 15 seconds to go. Pax Adams, 9-for-9 so far. Takes aim, ready to launch the shot. It's up. He got it. 10-for-10. It's a one-point lead for the Raiders. Quickly down court with the basketball. Dedmon. Dedmon gets it across into the corner. A whistle and a timeout's going to be taken by Jamie Stice with the 11 seconds to play. The Titans are going to have the basketball in forecourt, down by one, 45-44 here in overtime. We're going to keep it here live and set the stage. We were tied to 36 all at the end of regulation. And now with 11 seconds, actually to be particular here, 10.8 seconds to go in overtime. The score, 45-44. The Southern Raiders with a one-point lead. HTRS has their leading scorer, Emmett Guador, sitting on the bench, fouled out. The Titans will have the ball. They will inbound it on the side in forecourt. Plenty of time here. 10.8 seconds is not like you have to have an inbound. It's not a catch-and-shoot situation. They have time to run something here. Coach Jamie Stice has the whiteboard out now. He is drawing up something here. Titans with the basketball. Darius Bowling will inbound it. Dedmon, Bowling, Hilgenfeld, Hunsicker, and Duryea on the floor. Okay, on the inbound pass, Pax Adams pass it back, and it'll stay with the Titans. Again, they'll try and inbound it on the side. Inbounding the pass. They get it in. The ball is inbound to Detman. Detman between the rings, top of the key. Clock down to five. Into the corner. Duryea. Top of the key. Here's a three for the win. Off the rim will not go. And that's the ball game. The Southern Raiders in overtime get the win over HTRS. Your final score, the Raiders 45 and the Titans 44. A heartbreaking loss for the HTRS Titans. They led it at the half 14-13. They led after three quarters 28-26. They fall in overtime by a single point, 45-44. The win goes to the Southern Raiders. Stay with us. We'll be back with a postgame show coming up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Valley Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Valley Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Valley Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Valley Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for New Deccan, and so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner. Proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group, direct written premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to the middle school auditorium, middle school gymnasium here at Beatrice, where in overtime, the HTRS Titans were just defeated by the Southern Raiders. 45-44 was the final. Before we give you the individual numbers in this game, a score to pass along from across the street, the Johnson Brock Eagles got the win, 59-52. Johnson Brock with the win over Exeter Milligan Friend. So the Eagles will move into the championship game tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. And you'll hear that game on Saturday. Not tomorrow, I'm sorry, on Saturday afternoon. You'll hear that game on Sunny 101.3. Now let's break down the numbers on this one. Quite a ball game here for the Titans and the Southern Raiders. Again, the final 45-44 in overtime. Individual scoring in the ballgame, not surprisingly, Pax Adams led the way for the Southern Raiders. He finished with 20 points in the ballgame, including 10 out of 10 from the free throw line, all coming in the second half. Also in double figures was Weston Whitworth. He finished with 12 in the game. 6 points for Hunter Pullman. He had a big three right near the end of the overtime. Ethan Decker had five, and 2 points for Blake Meese. That adds up to 45 points. Get this, from the free throw line, the Southern Raiders hit 11 out of 12 from the charity stripe. For the HTRS Titans, led tonight by Emmett Glodar, 18 points in the ballgame, and he sat out a lot of the game, missed about a quarter and a half here in foul trouble. He had three fouls in the first few seconds of the second quarter, still finished with 18 points in the game. Also in double figures, Darius Bowling had 10 in the contest, 8 points for Kamian Detman, and Garrett Duryea added 8. That adds up to 44. But here is the stat, the glaring stat that comes out at you. Free throws, the HTRS Titans, 1 out of 9 for the game, while the Southern Raiders hit 11 out of 12. And that was, of course, a major difference in the ball game. 1 for 9 for the Titans, 11 out of 12 for the Southern Raiders. And the Raiders get the win, 45-44. So with that win, Southern will move on to face Lewiston Saturday afternoon at 5:45 in the Boys B Division Championship. And HTRS will be playing in the consolation game Saturday afternoon at 2:45. They'll be playing Parkview Christian in the third-place consolation game of the B Division. Over on the A side, as we said a minute ago, Johnson Brock got the win over Exner Milligan Friend. They will play Tri-County in the championship Saturday at 7:30 of the A Division. And that game will also be heard on Sunny 101.3. So, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball here from the 97th Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in overtime. It was the Southern Raiders, 45, and the HTRS Titans, 44. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to high school basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.